My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Well, well, well. October the 9th, Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bringing it till 8 p.m. this evening. Tons to get into. Obviously, the big news of the day. Get those rattles ready for Sunday in the Superdome. Spencer Rattler, the starting quarterback for the Saints. Dennis Allen named him over Jake Haener today after the team went through a walkthrough session. Looking at the team's injury report, going into this Sunday matchup against the division rival. Pretty lengthy right now. You got Taysom Hill, Cesar Ruiz, Peyton Turner, Alvin Kamara, Derek Carr, Lucas Patrick, Will Harris, Pete Werner, and Rashid Shaheed all not practicing with injuries. Limited was Willie Gay, the linebackers dealing with a hand issue. And designated for return, a full go, positive to see, Kendra Miller, who looked like he might have been on track last week to get on the field, but they decided to hold him back just a little bit longer, get him ready for this matchup, making sure he's ready for the NFC South leader, I should say co-leader in Tampa Bay. They both have 3-2 records, them and the Atlanta Falcons currently right now. And the Saints, man, going into this matchup Sunday, you hate to say must-win scenarios. I feel like every week in the NFL is a must-win, but looking at the situation right now of having dropped three games in a row, you have a division opponent coming into your house. A win Sunday puts you back at even Stevens on the season, 3-3, and you don't fall behind the pack too far with Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Like I said, right now, leading the way at 3-2, hopefully can drop the Buccaneers down to 3-3 on the season and then root against those Falcons also. But man, oh man, the Saints, pretty big exciting news. I know a lot of people obviously down about the three-game losing skid to, you know, after getting out the gate so hot with this team, that 2-0 start, the offense looked like it was unstoppable. Well, not so much the last three games. The previous two, I'll say at least, were close matchups that the Saints coughed up in the end. This game, though, against Monday Night Football in Kansas City was not even close for the Saints. The score made it appear a lot closer than the game actually was. We know the Saints were outscored, outgained, and really just outcoached and outcoached and outplayed with roster-wise in that matchup. But now you got a little bit of a juice going into this game. Obviously, like I said, it's an NFC South opponent. You get up for them. Everyone talks about they count, you know, twice because it is a matchup against your division rival that you can mean so much at the end of the season. We saw it with the tiebreaker scenarios with the Saints and Buccaneers a year ago. So the Saints don't want to get too far in those division standings. Right now, they've beaten the Carolina Panthers, lost to the Atlanta Falcons, had this one against the 3-2 Buccaneers trying to even up their record on the year as well. To, you know, not look as bad as being 2-4. 3-3 sure sounds a lot better. And the excitement's got to be there from fans with Spencer Rattler coming to the mix. A lot of folks were clamoring for him in training camp. They were excited what he brought to the team in the preseason action. Obviously, we know that arm talent is very evident for him to drop down to that fifth-round pick, and I think has a lot of folks excited what he possibly could be. And, well, now we'll get a taste of it. Unfortunately, Derek Carr dealing with that oblique issue that's got him on the shelf. They're saying for this game on Sunday and possibly spilling over into Thursday night since it is such a short week and you got the Denver Broncos coming to town. I will say at least one bonus for the Saints. At least both these games are at home and they don't have to travel for either of them. But that's neither here nor there with these injuries right now as they try and get on the healthier side of things. Derek Carr going down last game, and he mentioned that it really wasn't so much the hit but was the throw that he ended up injuring with that oblique issue. And we'll have to wait and see just how long it does take. We're expecting two games. Could it be longer? Maybe. And we'll see how the rookie Spencer Rattler does in his his absence, if he can step up to that challenge, because man, oh man, obviously immense on the board for this team right now with a division rival, like I keep saying, with this Tampa Bay Buccaneers squad. They know this Saints squad pretty well. And just going up against an offensive line right now, we know that the Saints have had their issues with injuries there. Maybe we can get Cesar Ruiz in the mix this week after he's been dealing with a knee injury, still on the do not practice side of things, though, today. And Lucas Patrick also do not practice for you at center guard depth with him. Just looking at your depth issues all along that offensive line, obviously bringing a quarterback in that's a little bit more mobile and a Spencer Rattler will hopefully help out in that scenario. But you know that the offensive, the game plan, the defensive game plan, I should say, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are probably going to be a load the box and dare, you know, a guy like Spencer Rattler to beat you. And obviously keeping him contained, because I did mention the guy is so adept at, you know, getting outside the pocket, being able to tuck and run the football. I think he had 7 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons with the Gamecocks. Over the last 2 years there with South Carolina, and just a guy I mentioned, you see him at practice, that arm ability for him definitely stands out, quite the wind up to it, and when he releases it, it's like a cannon fire. The Cajun cannon would probably appreciate that. It's like a cannon coming out of there, and is just able to spin that football. It looks beautiful coming out. Hopefully the accuracy will not be an issue. You know that's going to be tested. You figure Tampa Bay is going to be coming with tons of pressure on him to dare him to throw that ball a little bit earlier. But you do have to watch out for, like I mentioned, that escapability, that mobility factor with Rattler, that he is able to run, extend the play, or just run and get the yardage for you. I want to hear everybody's opinions right now on this big moment for the Saints, going to a rookie quarterback. Year one for the Saints, so 5th-round pick for them out of South Carolina. Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines 504-260-1870. You can sound off there. I see Mitchell in Covington already on the line. Mitchell, how you feeling about this Rattler move for the Saints over Jake Haener?
You know, Steve, as a Saints fan, watching this team for the past 3 years under Dennis Allen's head coaching tenure, you wonder when he's going to make a right decision about something. And I think this is the first time that has happened. A lot of things and circumstances beyond the team's control with how many injuries there are. But, you know, this is an aging team, and we've been an aging team for almost 10 years now. And so it is actually starting to show its age significantly. So to have a young, fresh quarterback like Spencer Rattler, and for Coach Allen to finally take the step and say, we're not going to start Haener, we're going to start Rattler, because we have seen that he brings more to the table. And that's no knock on Haener. I think he's a serviceable quarterback too.
Right.
But from what we've seen with Rattler in the preseason alone, just the buzz being in the Superdome, that Titans preseason game, it was like Drew Brees was back in the dome. That's how electric the crowd felt. I think the city feels it. I'm not saying that he is going to be the next Drew Brees. We haven't seen him play a snap of regular season professional football. But the fact that they're willing to take this chance, and the fact that they are able to finally see what this kid can do, it's very hopeful. We haven't felt like this in a long time. Well, we felt it weeks 1 and 2, but, you know, I guess right. Those were a fluke at this point. I don't know. But it is very exciting, and I am thrilled to just be a part of the fandom right now. I just think it's so exciting finally have something fresh.
I definitely feel you, Mitch, and I think that's the exact thing right now with the Saints fans is obviously the start to the season, everybody's riding high, pie in the sky, everything's going great, and then the last 3 games, we've seen the offense struggle a bit, and obviously this past matchup against Monday Night Football in Kansas City was just a total gut punch because I felt like both sides of the ball, really nothing was getting going. And obviously an injury to your starting quarterback, that kind of puts a big damper on things. But the excitement around Spencer Rattler, and we've talked about this before the injury just to Derek Carr, because a lot of fans wanted to see Rattler early on, and they were hoping things didn't go necessarily right, so the rookie would get a chance. And you mentioned Dennis Allen now making this choice. You feel this is the right choice right now. We'll definitely see Sunday of him getting some experience in a real game action. But the excitement around Rattler is definitely there. You can't explain it. I think Charlie Long said it best one of the days we were talking about it. It's just something about Spencer Rattler. He has that aura about him. It's that attitude, that swag factor, whatever you want to say. He definitely has it. You feel it. You see it. And I think to a certain degree, obviously, the players feel that too, and they react off of it. You got to have confidence in yourself to be a quarterback in any, you know, college, high school, pro football. So to be able to carry yourself with that on the field, I think definitely goes a long way. And interested to see this week, what can Rattler do now in this offense? Obviously, a brand new scheme for him. I said it was kind of familiar from some of the things he did at South Carolina with Clint Kubiak's running. But with the state of the Saints right now, the offensive line, definitely the biggest concern for me of giving him enough time. The good news is we'll go back to his mobility, the able to create with his feet. And I feel like he's going to need that, definitely going against a Tampa Bay Bucs squad familiar with the black and gold, and that are a division rival is going to be coming hard and heavy for him to test that inexperience. Luckily, it'll be in the Superdome, so the Saints will have, and Spencer Rattler will have the crowd around him as well. But that Bucs defense, I can imagine, is going to be a tough matchup, even though they did not look impressive at all against the Atlanta Falcons. I was actually shocked on how bad I felt like the Bucs defense didn't look like they were trying in that game. I hate to say something like that on a football team, but just the tackling was sloppy. A lot of guys just standing and looking in open space at certain spots. It didn't make any sense to me. Hopefully that kind of their failures continue on the defensive side of the ball against this Saints offense. And Saints team looking for any kind of spark right now. Three losses in a row, division rival, and so crucial just to get back to even on the season in this matchup against a NFC South team that has been on top the division the past 3 years, so it'd be nice to knock them off as well. Dennis Allen made the announcement today. Spencer Rattler will be that guy under center Sunday for the Saints against Tampa. We're going to hear more of what DA had to say when we get back right here on WWL after the break. Stay tuned.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. I want to remind everybody we have new show on Thursdays. Join me and Mike Dettillier for weekend kickoff, a special edition of Sports Talk live from the Treasure Chest Casino every Thursday night. We got Thursday night football. Tomorrow is going to be 49ers at Seahawks. Hard to believe we got football on the brain already after just Monday night. It's like bing bang boom, we're back in the football mood. Well,
I mean, we got the Rattler news. Football has always been on my right. On our mind.
Come and hang out with me and Mike D tomorrow at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're going to be inside the Game Bar and Grill. Great food there as well. Thursday 4 to 7 p.m. Treasure Chest Casino in Kenna, the Lake Town area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain. That's 4540 Williams Boulevard, in case you don't know. Can't wait to see you there. And of course, listen here on WWL. The big news today, lots been buzzing in the city right now. I can feel it out there. Spencer Rattler has been named the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints for Sunday's matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Coach Dennis Allen doing that just a couple hours ago, like an hour ago. They had a later practice today, so things got underway a little later than usual. The practice report came out as well. But here's what head coach Dennis Allen had to say as the Saints now get ready to host 3-2 Tampa Bay.
Moving on to Tampa, excited about the opportunity. Sure you guys are all going to be wondering who's going to be the quarterback. Spencer Rattler will be the quarterback for this game. We talked a lot as a staff about what we felt like was the best thing for us and give us the best chance to win the game. That was the decision that we made, and we're excited about him getting an opportunity to go in there, and we'll let him go play and see what he can do.
What was the reason to pick him?
Yeah, I think we just internally, talked a lot about it and felt like, in this particular game that he was going to give us the best chance to win. Both him and Jake both have been practicing extremely hard, preparing to be the starter. it was kind of the conversation that we had at the beginning of the year that, you know, Jake would be the two to start, but there wasn't going to be any, it was really basically going to be kind of a week-to-week deal. And we just felt like this was, for this game, was going to give us the best opportunity.
What's the difference in choosing one to be the backup and choosing one to start a game?
Yeah. I don't know that there's a distinct, you know, difference there. We just felt like this would be the right time for Spencer to get his opportunity.
You kept saying for this matchup, is that subject to change based on
matchup? As it's been all along, you know, with those two, we're really kind of in a week-to-week deal with each one of those guys. So we're worried about this week right now, and then we'll see where we're at after that.
Can you update us on Derek's health, where he's at?
Kind of like the whole quarterback situation. It's week to week, really. I mean, he's got an oblique strain, and he won't be playing this week. We'll see where he's at come Thursday, you know, and kind of go from there. But he's really week to week.
What have you seen from Spencer Rattler since the last time we were able to see him on a practice field?
He goes against us, you know, on the show team every day, and you know he's got athletic ability. He can throw the ball. He's accurate. You know, he creates some plays on the scout team. So I just think this is a guy that, you know, he has a lot of ability, and certainly, you know, he's a rookie. So we know that we're going to have, you know, some challenges that go along with that. But I think we'll have a good plan for him, and we'll be excited about going out and playing.
For Spencer, just the reps that he was getting wasn't a lot. Like, was there something in that amount of time that kind of just touched on it? But
yeah, I just think, you know, he's done a good job for us on the show team. Man, he's made some really good plays against our defense. You know, he's made some accurate throws, and his mobility's been good.
I know you said you don't want to get too much into the details of why you picked one or the other, but with the state of the offensive line right now, was mobility a kind of a key factor?
Well, that's part of it, but there was a lot of factors that go into it. But certainly we feel like he's got some mobility.
What did you make of the way he was able to play with so many different offensive lines in college, and do you think that could translate to the league?
It'd be hard for me to say. I mean, look, he's been through a lot. You know, he's been tested in the fire, and he's come out on the other end. We're excited about, you know, him. We're looking forward to watching him play. And, you know, it's going to be incumbent upon us as coaches to put him in the best position to be successful.
And is there anything that goes into a young guy like this? I mean, do you have any more conversations with him than you would with Derek about?
The biggest thing, you know, you don't want to go into this thing like it's this major ordeal. You know, he's next man up, get an opportunity to go in and play, go play and have fun, do what you've been trained to do. You know, I think sometimes you can make too big a deal of it and create more of an issue than you really need to. So we'll go through the things that he needs to know. We'll get him prepared, and then we'll let him go out there and play.
What do you say that you're going to get him prepared for what he needs to do? How much are you guys going to change the scheme around maybe his capabilities or limit?
I think you're always kind of looking to see what your guys can do, what they can do well, and try to put them in the best position to be, you know, successful. I think it's challenging to say you're just going to totally run a whole new offense. We're going to put some plays in that we feel like he's, you know, able to run, and we feel very confident in his ability.
How do you think he'll handle all like the complexities of what Todd?
I think he'll handle it well. I mean, I think it's going to be difficult. You know, Todd's always done a really good job with the defense there. A lot of exotic, you know, blitzes and pressures and stuff like that. I'm sure we'll get our fair share of those, and so, you know, we just got to prepare him for the looks that he might see, and then we got to, you know, count on his instincts to make some plays at times.
If we had asked you a week ago, like, did Spencer, like, did you kind of always have an idea in the back of your mind, like, that Spencer would be the guy if Derek went down, or did it change recently?
I think, you know, early on, you know, there was really not a lot of, like, complex decisions and complex conversations that we had to make. We knew that if and when you know, Derek ever had to miss some time, then we'd have to make some decisions, you know. So I think in that regard, it's always kind of been in the back of our mind, but yet there was no decision made until we got in here and really started talking about it.
What are some of the things Tampa's doing wrong this year? Some stuff that stands out.
Well, look, I mean, obviously, you know, defensively, like I said, they got some good, you know, pressure packages, and you know, they can create some tough looks for the offense. Offensively, I think they're operating at a really high level. I think the quarterback's playing really well. You know, he's able to create, make some plays with his feet. You know, both running for first downs and being able to, you know, find open receivers. He's kind of tough to tackle in the pocket. You know, he's pretty slippery back there. I think they're doing really well in that regard. And I just think they've been consistent with what they're doing, you know, offensively. Schematically, there's some similarities to, you know, a couple of the teams that we've already faced. You know, maybe a little bit different in some of the things they're doing in the run game. But from a passing game standpoint, some similarities. I think they got some really good players. You know, I think both the backs are good players, elusive in space. You know, the Bucky Irving kid brings a different dynamic to their offense that maybe I don't think they've had in the last couple of years. Certainly they've got, you know, Godwin and Mike Evans, you know, and Shepard's come in and made some plays for him. So sounded like McMillan was maybe limited in practice today, I think. So there's a chance we might see him too. So he's a good young receiver. And look, the tight ends, you know, Kate Otten does a really good job. I mean, he catches everything they throw to him and just seems to be a guy that gains yards every time he gets a ball. So I think offensively they've been really good.
That was Saints head coach Dennis Allen today talking after the Saints had a practice as they get ready now for week 6, Sunday at noon against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, you can hear that here on WWLAMFM.com and, of course, the Odyssey app. The local call with Deuce and Hoss, a must listen to. You happen to hear this week, too, Cullen, again, that Deuce Nostradamus did it again.
No, I didn't.
And predicting. He's like, we really need to get to the effect. I'm paraphrasing here.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to listen back.
The tight ends involved. And right after that, he was through the touchdown to Foster Moreau.
Can he speak in, like, generics for the whole game, maybe, and not just these, like, 5-second plays right before?
Well, I'm ready to take Deuce to the gas station and be like, which numbers you like on this Powerball ticket?
Take him over to Harris. Take him over to Caesar Sportsbook. BetMGM, have him join Brad and tell us what we should be leaning towards. Because it's insane that he's doing that.
No, I love it. Obviously, you hear it. It happens. Deuce and Hawes do a great job on the call. And, you know, not just saying this because we are the station of the Saints or, you know, involved in radio itself. Just to me, though, having the local call of a professional, actually any team, is going to be better than the national. You know that Deuce and Hawes know way more than these other teams that come in here on a short, you know, they come in here short time, they hang around a team. They do a little studying, obviously. I'm not saying folks don't do their work, but, you know, Mike and Deuce have more of an intimate knowledge with the team, and obviously Deuce playing for the black and gold, it comes across so much in the broadcast. Always feel privileged to be a part of it and love, you know, gaining knowledge on game days, I feel like, too, listening to it.
No, I'd be very curious to see what they have to say about Rattler, see if they have any new nicknames for him. You know, Rattler, Rat Attack, all those, you know, the whole, like, rattlesnake, people bringing rattles, like baby rattles. Like, I'd be very curious to see, because they're going to have stuff to say, and they're going to have experiences throughout training camp that they had with him and throughout the week, because, I mean, he's now the guy, it seems, for the foreseeable future. I'd be very keen, if there's ever a game to listen to, if you were kind of, we lost to the Chiefs, there's no hope.
Oh, I give up, right.
Give up. Come on. There's new life. There's new blood in this right now.
I think that's a great point, too, just for even the Superdome on Sunday. I know a lot of folks, obviously, they got hyped over the start, then were turned off about the last three games. But this move now with Spencer Rattler, a rookie quarterback coming in that was a fifth round, everyone feels a steal for this team that ended up dropping to them that far. I think a lot of excitement has been renewed for fans looking for something right now after the losses has been, you know, kicking you into the ground a bit after the hard start. So something to look forward to, and curious to see what the Superdome looks like on Sunday. It should be a pretty darn good crowd. The Saints back in action, obviously. And you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming in, a team you know you've been fighting with back and forth the last couple of years for that top spot in the division.
I'll say this. I told Mike earlier, we were off the air, and I was like just talking with him. I was like, man, I'm kind of dragging today. And the second the Rattler news picked, I was like,
caffeine boost. You don't need it.
I was good.
No, I agree. It was like totally unexpected where I was like, all right, I'm going to get this audio for the show. And DA leads off the press conference by saying that. And it was just like, all right, it's on. Like you said, I don't even need a wake up now.
You got to feel really confident that DA and the team did this today. Like, I understand Jeff mentioned on Twitter that, like, they might kind of sit on this. He actually expected them to sit on this and
sure, for that competitive, quote-unquote, advantage.
But you have to feel confident as a fan and as a player for the team that you're like, this is the guy. Not like we think it could be the guy. It's Hayner, it's Rattler. It's him. It's Spencer Rattler.
We're going to hear more about it. Want to hear from you as well. It's 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Going to be coming to you right after this, so stay tuned on WWL. Want to remind everybody, you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely for free. You listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, just the hottest clips. Download the Odyssey app and follow Sports Talk. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show, so we make it easy for you to listen when you want and how you want. That goes for this show or any of the WWL shows that you love. Just download the free Odyssey app today and take control, or tell your smart speaker, play WWL. The big news today on WWL, and I guess all across the sports world, I think, is pretty excited to find out the Saints are going with Spencer Rattler, fifth round pick, to start Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, Derek Carr dealing with an oblique injury we've heard about. The severity of it, still not known to what extent or how much time he'll miss. Definitely this week, and it's also being speculated he'll be out for Thursday night football after Sunday against those Denver Broncos and Sean Payton coming to town. So hopefully Spencer's got a good outing under his belt, because we could end up seeing dueling rookies on Thursday night football between Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler then. I want to hear from you folks chiming in about this decision on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Once again, that is 504-260-1870. See Marlon and Marrero on the line, wants to talk Bucks and Saints. What you got for me, Marlon?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk about the game. I think Spencer Rattler is going to give us a shot that we need. Kind of concerned about the injuries that we have. We have some major injuries, and we got to be able to run the football. If we don't run the football, it's going to be a long, long day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the run game for me has been the biggest disappointment this season. Not Kamara so much. It's just obviously you feel like he's being overused, because behind them there doesn't seem to be anything at the moment. I've been really disappointed the lack of use, and Jamal Williams seems to get two carries a game if you're lucky. Taysom Hill, obviously a stud, but has been banged up. He was listed as did not practice again today, dealing with that rib issue. There is hope, though, on the horizon, I guess, with the Kendra Miller coming back from his hamstring issue. The problem is, obviously, we ain't seen him at all this season, or on the shelf early at training camp. First day of training camp, as a matter of fact, popped up with this hamstring issue. We know, we've heard from Dennis Allen the, I won't say disgust, but that disappointment in his voice when asked about Kendra Miller, about not being able to stay on the field for them in tiny little spurts. We've seen some magic that he's able to provide, but I fully agree with you, Marlon, the fact that this run game, it needs to show up this game to give this offense any kind of a shot, because just relying on the rookie to carry you at quarterback right now is not ideal. Luckily for the Saints, though, he does have that escapability and run ability to him as well in this matchup, because we know the offensive line's struggling. We know that it's been a patchwork, piece together there, and they've done decently over these last couple of games. It would be nice to get Cesar Ruiz back in the mix. We'll also find out more on the status of Lucas Patrick, who's dealing with a chest injury, the guy that can play center and guard for you. But the lack of a run game, definitely the biggest disappointment and surprise for me, I think, going into the year, just because I thought Kendra Miller could be, your, you know, the two punch and the 1-2 punch of him and Alvin Kamara. We just haven't seen it, and it doesn't seem like there really is much of a game plan for a guy like Jamal Williams when you need that physical type of runner to get those 1-2, you know, tough yardage down in the trenches. It just hasn't happened. And for whatever reason, I can't imagine why they wouldn't be using Jamal, except that he just hasn't fit in with what they're doing. It's quite puzzling. You know, you see he 2 years ago had 14 touchdowns, I think, for the Detroit Lions. Obviously, last year, that disappointing output as well, where he had that one TD at the end of the year in the victory formation against the Falcons. Folks kind of wrote it off. It was definitely, you know, a cheap way to go about it. I think helped send someone like Jameis Winston out of town packing for not listening to head coach Dennis Allen and Pete Carmichael there on what the play call was. Winston decided to change that call just to give Williams the touchdown on that play. But other than that, we haven't really seen much production from him going forward. And like it's a concern. You want obviously him to be a factor, because I love Alvin Kamara, but you need to save Alvin Kamara too, because pounding him between the tackles just isn't going to work. And I don't know, Cullen, the you know, lack of running back, even fullback involvement has been puzzling. Maybe we can get Taysom back this week too to help ignite that run game. But I know the man's dealing with fractured ribs and can't imagine that's going to be, you know, magically getting better anytime soon.
I'm looking at it. I mean, he had 11 carries. Jamal Williams had 11 carries in Carolina, 8 against the Cowboys. And then the last 3 weeks, 1, 3, and 2.
And maybe he is dealing with something we don't know about, but I feel like he'd be at least listed on the injury report with it.
I'm right there with you. It's not that he's producing, it's not doing much. I mean, because again,
I know special teams.
It's just like the run game. He's just not. Last night Monday night we rushed 15 times total. I think he has 25 in a year. Like we just
right. They were forced to get away from
and
that. I
saw a stat. I'm watching the game with my dad, and I saw a stat that like we like rushed more than any other team in the NFL. Like we do more rushing plays. I have to dig it up. But
okay.
It's like the split right now is like 80% Kamara, and we talk at like, we talked for weeks at a time about how we need to like divvy that up a little bit so he's not, you know, a pile of mud by week 12.
When he does become a free agent.
Yeah, like we don't want to like run him into the ground, and it's I just don't know why Williams isn't getting used more.
No, definitely a puzzling been a factor this year that I haven't been able to really figure out. Don't know if the Saints know either. Like I mentioned, Kendra Miller, though, getting worked back into the mix, was a full go of practice today. We know he's been dealing with a hamstring injury forever. Was almost back last week. Maybe this is the week six against this Tampa Bay Buccaneers squad. He can help inject some life into that run lacking offensive line that, you know, the offense, I should say, not offensive line, without Alvin Kamara, there just hasn't been much output. We're going to take a break and we'll close out the 6 o'clock hour as we get more ready for more Saints talk. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join me in the 7 p.m. hour. So stay right here, locked in to WWO. Be back after the break. Who dat? Closing out the 6 o'clock hour of Sports Talk, want to tell everybody that the Saints have won the Fox Sports NFL Uniform Contest, named the best uniform in all of the NFL. Pretty decisive victory, too. The Saints earned 64% of the vote in their matchup in the finale against the L.A. Chargers, who had 36% of the vote. Championship was given to the Saints. They earned 45% of the vote in the divisional round, defeating the second-place Atlanta Falcons by 20%. In the conference round, the Saints had a closer victory. They defeated the Minnesota Vikings uniforms by just 4% for the best look in the NFC. Nothing we didn't know already, Cullen, with the black and gold having the best unis in all of football.
Those color rushes were good.
Surprised, though, the silver and black weren't up there. That's always a dangerous combo.
I like our color uniforms. I will say I'm a big fan of the black and gold over the white and gold, but those color rushes on Monday night, those were damn impressive.
See, to me, they're now 0-4 with those black helmets.
They are.
We're going to be back with more Sports Talk right after this. Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join us on Sports Talk. Stay tuned after the break here on WWL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.